A gang rape in a New Bedford, Massachusetts bar a few years ago made national headlines. The Accused is a new film loosely based on that incident and the trial that followed. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Ever since Jagged Edge caught on at the box office, Hollywood has been eager to churn out courtroom dramas, which in a way is a pity. Most directors don't understand what makes a good courtroom drama. They think that if the case fascinates, the movie will too. Actually, the details of the case scarcely matter. A courtroom drama becomes exciting only when its characters and the atmosphere around them are exciting. All of this is by way of telling you that The Accused is a very doggy movie about a very interesting case. Although the film has been set in the state of Washington, and the filmmakers have very purposefully changed names and details, the movie's premise will be familiar to anyone who remembers the horrific incident that took place in New Bedford, Massachusetts a few years ago. There, in a rowdy bar, a young and admittedly rowdy woman was gang-raped while onlookers cheered and clapped. In The Accused, Kelly McGillis plays the assistant DA who takes on the case, and Jodie Foster is the rape victim. And it's only a matter of time before they have the conversation that all assistant DAs and all rape victims now have in every TV movie you've ever seen about the subject.
How are you dressed?
What's that supposed to mean?
It means were you dressed provocatively? Showing a lot of cleavage, see-through blouse? Did you put on a show?
What the hell are you talking about? You saw me at the hospital. What do you think I asked for that?
Have you ever made love to more than one man at a time?
What kind of question is that?
You're a witness. And it's the defense's job to show the jury that you're a rotten witness because you've got a rotten character.
Soon things seem on the verge of resolution. Without consulting her client for some reason, McGillis cuts a deal. There will be no trial. Foster won't have to testify, and the rapist will go to jail on lesser charges. Then McGillis gets an attack of guilt. Foster, who wanted to take the stand, still feels unavenged. And McGillis decides she'll take the bystanders to court, the ones who clapped and cheered, on the grounds of criminal solicitation. By egging on the criminals, they helped cause the crime. Now the movie's in a quandary. It has to get us rooting to put three men behind bars for 5 years for the crime of clapping and cheering. Fortunately for the director, Jonathan Kaplan, and the screenwriter, Tom Topor, this isn't hard to accomplish. You just take one of those bystanders and turn him into the sleaziest, scummiest miscreant since The Creature from the Black Lagoon. After a little of that, the audience wouldn't mind seeing him put away for littering. I'm not saying that the clappers and cheerers were not guilty of some crime, deserving of some punishment. But The Accused steamrolls over the thorny issues it raises, and any thoughtful response we might have is flattened in the dust. McGillis gives a curiously icy, uninflected performance. And Foster's character is supposed to seem all the more sympathetic because she's so dishwater dull. The movie gives her a single pitiable shtick, a penchant for astrology, and then leaves her floundering. Fortunately, Jodie Foster wouldn't know how to flounder if you dumped her in the Mariana Trench. She's made a habit lately of delivering terrific performances in terrible movies. Five Corners, Siesta, and Stealing Home come to mind. And she does it again here. Through the thicket of clichés The Accused cultivates around her, you can still perceive Foster at work, building out of nothing, a character who's sexy, courageous, and movingly desolate.
Stephen Schiff is critic-at-large for Vanity Fair and a contributing correspondent to West 57th.